Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, all of our listeners. Welcome to the latest and greatest episode of the Buckeye Advisor radio show podcast. I am your host, Woody Bowling, also known as the Buckeye Advisor. Welcome to all of our listeners, no matter what you're doing on this weekend of February 4th and February 5th of 2023. January is officially behind us, but just in front of us and to our side, I see our producer and co-host, Matt McClure. Matt, welcome to the show today from your home in Atlanta. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Woody. I hope you are too. I know it's been busy times here, but it's a good kind of busy. You'd rather be doing stuff, helping people out than just sitting back twiddling your thumbs. I know you're that kind of guy.
I mean, thumb twiddling is okay to a degree if you're that kind of person. I don't like it. Maybe a little on the weekend in between watching games. I'm not going to be watching the Cincinnati anymore this season. Unfortunately, we did finally fall to the Chiefs this time around. I almost was a little concerned that there was a little trash talking too much, including the mayor of Cincinnati's commentary. A couple of other Bengals made comments, and the Chiefs, I think, had a chip on their shoulder. And when you make a team as good as Kansas City the underdog, I think they took it really personal. And we lost a very, very good game. So it was unfortunate, but it happens.
That'll happen. You take a team like that that's got a lot of fight in them anyway, you get put even more fight in them, and you might pay the price there. And apparently that exactly happened.
You got to be careful. And one more last bit of sports news before we get to the financial stuff that we talk about each week. Tom Brady retiring for a second time. We'll see if it sticks this time. From what I read, he has a 10-year, $375 million deal with Fox Sports to be an analyst on NFL games. Go figure that. So Tom did not have a hard landing. It's going to be very soft if he chooses to stay retired this time. Since his wife has moved on to greener pastures, Tom has 37.5 million reasons per year, and that doesn't even count as endorsements in his own business. So we wish him well in his retirement. He truly is, I think, the GOAT, the greatest of all time at the quarterback position so far in history.
Yeah, the numbers bear that out as well. And, good for him. He is not going to be hurting in his retirement. And it'll only be a semi-retirement anyway. He'll get to sit back and twiddle his thumbs some, and then he'll be, giving his analysis on the old TV machine. So that'll be good for him. And I think good for us to have that insight as we're watching as well. Great show coming up today, Woody. I know we got a lot to get to as far as the outline of the show that we've put together here, including, the Secure Act 2.0. We're going to talk a lot about that coming up and some changes that are really, really important for people's retirement. And then we're going to do a little bit more football talk in just a few with some stuff that's actually less expensive this year compared to last, as far as, things that you might buy for your home around the time of the big game, but then some things that are more expensive in our inflation demonstration. First, though, I know that you wanted to mention, we just had some news come out of the Fed here as we're, of course, record this about midweek, and it's fresh on our minds, but it'll be fresh on folks' minds as well, because it affects everything as far as lending goes, as far as a lot of the, anything that bears any interest goes. Those rates will be going up because of this latest decision from the Fed.
Yeah, the Fed decided to go ahead and do a 25 basis point or quarter point increase. after a series of very large rate increases last year to help fight inflation. Inflation is still alive and well, unfortunately, in our grocery stores, in our homes, and everything we buy, whether it be cars, whatever it is, and everything's more expensive when you're borrowing money, including mortgage rates that are basically double where they were this time last year. So I feel bad for people that are trying to buy homes, but the 25 basis point increase was basically priced into the market. On the good news, January was a very, very solid, one of the best Januaries in many years for the stock market. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both did very well last month. That's a welcome change. And it does show, again, we mentioned this, I think, our last program, you cannot time the market. You just do not know when you're going to have these turns and turnarounds in conditions in the market. And so the market was expecting a small rate increase. We do think that over the next one or two Federal Reserve meetings, that they will hit terminal rate point. And that is going to be a moment of inflection for the markets to decide, hey, if the Fed says they're done raising rates historically, that means the market's going to be poised to have a very, very good run over the next 12 to 24 months. So I want people to know that. And the more knowledge you have as an investor, as a client of myself, Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, we want you to be informed, and we're going to create communication that we're going to have on an ongoing basis. So great January for stocks. The federal rate increase was 25 basis points. We think we're close to terminal rate. That'll be a good thing for this society and for all of us. And if we can just continue to get inflation to ratchet itself back down to a more normalized level, that will help lots of us.
Yeah, it'll help everybody in the pocketbook there. And you talked about, you know, people being educated and informed, and that's what we try to do here on the show, of course, on the Buckeye Advisor, and on the website as well. We've got the website there, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. It's all spelled out, all one word, and it's advisor with an O-R, by the way. It's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. You can go there, you can book a complimentary consultation if you need that one-on-one advice that Woody Bowling can provide you, and it would be a big help. It's no cost, it's no obligation, and you can do that once again at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. You can also give a call at 937-974-6201. And I also should mention, by the way, Woody, that of course on the website, you can find all of our past episodes there, as I said, and you can also find our past episodes wherever you get your podcasts too. So we're pretty much everywhere out there. You can't click a couple of different places on the internet without running into the Buckeye Advisor, seems like.
That's right. And that's all we like. And I want to remind everybody, the good news is, as an advisor, a fiduciary independent advisor, I'm able to come to you at your home or office, or you can meet me at my new office space at 10 Royal Drive in Springboro. So some people want to meet me there. Some people are like, hey, if you'll come to me, let's do it that way. So either way is fine. I'm flexible. So, you know, let's make sure people are aware of that and let's get going. I think we've got a lot to share with people. We're continuing to do that each week and educate our listeners, and thank everybody for listening. Whether you're live with us on the radio or whether you are listening to a podcast, we appreciate you taking the time.
We really do. Without you, we would not have a show. So we really, really appreciate that. Of course, as I said a few minutes ago, we're going to take a look at the Secure Act 2.0, some important changes there. We've got a continuation of our Smart Retirement Plan series as well, with Smart Health and Smart Care. First, though.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the Quote of the Week.
And this time around, it comes from somebody who knows a thing or two about money. What 92-year-old do you know who is one of the richest people in the world? Well, that would be Warren Buffett, of course. And he said this one time, and I think it's very apropos for a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about today. Quote, someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. That's very, very true.
It is. I mean, really, I think his foresight. And, you know, Warren, by his overall investing philosophy, has been invest in things you understand and that you can explain to someone what that business does. He doesn't buy a lot of flash in the pan kind of things. He wants you to be able to understand the business, explain it, and also be patient. And, you know, talking about planting, when you plant that tree, have the time and the patience to see it come to fruition. And it all goes back to financial planning. You know, when you're starting a job, when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and you've got many years ahead of you, we work with a lot of people that are actually further along in the process, you know, 50 and above, sometimes in their 40s, because they're looking for some tax-free income creation strategies that we can do. But, you know, planning ahead is extremely important. And when you find that the earlier you start, the more time that you have and the better the results will be over time, because you don't delay it, because the longer you wait, it's just like an exam in college. I waited till the last minute to cram. And then, you know, I was able to get rid of the knowledge the next day and dump it after class. But, you know, in the world of retirement, the earlier you start putting money away and letting it grow and the compounding of interest, the more effective the long-term strategy is going to be. Warren, very, very smart guy, and he keeps things pretty simple.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
So we talk a lot about things getting more expensive. We've mentioned it here on the show, talking about the monster that is inflation. And there are some things, this kind of segment this time around is kind of good news, bad news, because there are some things that have actually gone down in price. But of course, there are many things that have gone up as well. And this time around, Woody, we're talking about some Super Bowl party items here. Lay it out for everybody.
Yeah, pretty strange facts, if you will. Avocados. I mean, I could eat guacamole all day long, every day almost. And, you know, the beauty behind guacamole is the avocado. And it is a great food for you, the healthy fats. And thanks to a strong crop, Wells Fargo noted that prices have dropped 20% with avocado. So hail to the guacamole for the Super Bowl party, Matt. Chicken wings, I mean, the highest supply level since 2019. That's another shocker. So prices are down from $3.38 per pound to about $2.65 per pound. And hamburgers, even though they're slightly elevated from last year, they're still down from their peak in July in the summer. So look, I don't think we're going to have to starve for our Super Bowl parties. I think we're going to be able to have guac, chicken wings, burgers, and maybe even a little sirloin steak, which has dropped $1 per pound since December. I bet most of our listeners didn't know that.
It's true. I think we're so used to going to the grocery store, and everybody's been talking about egg prices, which are so astronomical and ridiculous right now. And, you know, I told somebody the other day, we were talking about this, and I told them, I said, you know, thank heaven that eggs are not somehow in like a Super Bowl food staple, because I don't think that the market can handle a run on eggs for like one big event for one day. You know, they're already, it's like you got to mortgage your house to go and buy a dozen eggs these days.
Crazy. Yeah,
it is crazy. And there are some other things that are Super Bowl staples that have gone up in price here, Woody. And this first one on this list, boy, this is going to be a disappointment to a lot of folks who will be turning on the TV coming up Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, beer up about 11%, wine up 4%. So, I mean, you know, people are paying the piper if they're going to have some alcoholic beverages. And, you know, I don't think that's going to be enough to slow them down from still consuming those.
Probably not.
Soda, you know, Coke, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, all that good stuff, up about 25% from last year. A 2-liter bottle still is about $2.13 for a 2-liter. And, you know, the only drawback about 2 liters is once you open them, they go flat with, it seems like, 26 minutes.
Right,
I might
exactly
be exaggerating that slightly, but it doesn't seem that way, because those 2 liters, man, they were flat the next day. I just don't even buy them anymore. Potato chips are on the rise. They're up about 22%. So bad news, if you're making guac, you're going to have to be careful with your chips, because they are priced higher.
That's right. Absolutely. And just stuff to watch out for there as you go grocery shopping ahead of the big game, which is just around the corner. And, you know, some things to watch out for as well, Woody, when it comes to some new legislation that got passed and is now going into effect, different provisions of this law going into effect over time, and a lot of them already taking effect now as of the beginning of the year, actually. But it's the Secure Act 2.0. This is a law that passed late in the congressional session last year, 2022. It's now the law of the land. So our listeners might be, you know, listening to us and saying, all right, Buckeye Advisor, what does this mean for me and for my retirement?
Well, we have been digesting some of those changes over the last week or two and really trying to dig into these to really see which changes are the most important ones that people need to be aware of. And I can tell you the first one with required minimum distributions for people that are of retirement age and they start to become in their mid-60s. And they're saying to me, well, I heard that I've got to start taking some out that originally was age 70 and a half for many, 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 many decades and years. So look, that was the old a few years ago when Trump was in office, they changed it to age 72, which was a pleasant change. And really what that does for people now, it's going to be age 73. So they're giving people some runway to let their money grow longer. But here's the deal. That's good because you're not forced to withdraw money. I've got clients that say, Woody, I don't need the money. Well, some people do, some people don't. So it just depends. Every situation is unique, and that's part of the enjoyment of what I do as an advisor. But you get longer to grow your money. On the flip side, there's an IRS table that is based upon your age and based on the way they do it, their numbers, starting at the age of RMD when they have to begin. So the higher, the older you are, the higher the percentage is going to be that you have to withdraw. So ultimately, Uncle Sam is going to get a chunk or a portion of that retirement money, be it a 401k that's been rolled into a traditional individual retirement account or IRA. That's why we have conversations with people each week about and each month about Roth IRAs and do they make sense. I'm working with a couple of folks right now where we're having those conversations and we're doing the research to see, does it make sense to do the Roth? Does it make sense to do it all at once or to bite it off in maybe three or four different years to make sure the tax distributions over that time period go accordingly? So that it's a positive. And then 10 years from now, they've raised the age. The age will be 75 starting in 2033. So, you know, there are a lot of different ways you can look at it. You can say that's good. You get to grow your money longer. Still, by the time you do have to start taking the money out, if you don't, some of the penalties are going down. We'll mention that a little bit. So the penalty used to be 50% of what you were supposed to take out. So if you had a distribution that you had to pull out during that calendar year of, let's say it was $5,000 based on the amount you had in your IRA December 31st of the previous year. That's how they're calculated. So this year's distribution in 2023 will be calculated based on your retirement account balance at the end of last year. If you don't take that, let's say it's $5,000, and you don't take it, the old penalty was 50% of what you were supposed to take. So you could be penalized $2,500. That seems pretty harsh, but that's the way the tax code's been. The IRS is what it is. And so that is one portion of this, you know, 2.0 Secure Act that I am excited about. But you also have to keep in mind, do we want to strategize to say, hey, do we want to keep it into a traditional IRA? Does it make sense to convert it into a Roth? If you get the Roth going, you get the advantage of tax-free growth once it's been converted, tax-free distributions when you're ready to pull some out. Or if you really don't need to pull money out and you grow it and you die at age 85 or 90, whoever gets it on a tax-free basis as well. So if it's your children, grandchildren, spouse, niece, nephew, I've seen all different kinds of beneficiaries in the years that I've been doing this. They get it on a tax-free basis. So that's a very, very nice gift to leave money free of taxes. And the only other way you can do that is a life insurance policy. So the face value of a life insurance policy, if you have 100 grand or 500 grand or whatever it is, that's typically tax-free as well. So there's not many ways you can get tax-free dollars passed on to beneficiaries, but a Roth is a very good thing, a very good vehicle to consider if you have an IRA.
Yeah. And you can go, folks, if you would like to find out more about your particular situation, because as you say, Woody, it's different for everybody. It could be a good thing for someone's situation to remain in a traditional IRA, but it could be more advantageous for them to do a Roth conversion and get that, tax-free withdrawals, those tax-free withdrawals in retirement, potentially passing that wealth on tax-free as well to a future generation. So folks, if you want to find out more, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call Woody 937-974-6201. Now, Woody, some other changes here that took place were catch-up contributions. Now, explain, first of all, what catch-up contributions are, if our listeners aren't familiar, and what the change was here.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, catch-up contributions, this is one of the areas we talk occasionally about things that the IRS or the government does that make sense, and they're actually consumer-friendly, and this is one of them. So today, for people 50 and over, you're allowed extra contributions into your retirement account through your employer, your 401k, your 403b, whatever it may be. You are allowed an extra contribution over and above what your employer maxes out at. So, you know, number one, we always recommend people take advantage of a 401k or 403b. It's free money from the employer on a tax deferred basis. If it, you know, take as much, contribute it, as long as it doesn't throw your budget out of whack with your after tax bring home pay. You know, we encourage people to do as much as they can, because again, you're going to see the compounding of interest over time. So, you know, the current catch-up limit in an employer-sponsored plan is $7,500 a year if you're 50 or older, right? So as of January 1st of 2025, $10,000 a year for those age 60 to 63. And that amount is going to be indexed to inflation, so it's automatically going to be adjusted yearly based on the CPI, so consumer price indexed. So look, the 60 to 63 range, age range, those folks are closer to the retirement decision and retirement years. Those are folks that need to be talking with an advisor and understanding where they're at today based on where they're going to be in a few years. How much money will they need in retirement? Where do they stand with the debt? How much income will they need in retirement? What kind of lifestyle do they plan on having? So very important decisions and conversations to have with me that I have with people every week. And it's a great thing because everybody's situation is different. So those are generous increases that will be very helpful for people to continue to dump as much as they can to try to catch up as quickly as they can to maybe where they want to be on their retirement by the time they do step away from employment. IRAs, the current limit for 50 years and older is $1,000 a year. Starting in 2024, the 1K limit's going to be indexed to inflation, so it could go up a little bit more. So again, that's a catch-up contribution is what we're talking about. And you know, next on the agenda is 529 college savings plans. I'm not sure if we have time to delve too far into that in our first half, as I know we're probably ticking a little bit on the clock, but 529s, that's people using those plans to fund education for their kids, something that if started early enough can be very advantageous.
Yeah, definitely. And some rule changes there. And what we'll do here, Woody, since we're just about up against this break, is we'll go ahead and take that break. And then in the second half of the show, we'll sort of delve into those details there on 529 college savings plans. And then also we'll hit the highlights of qualified charitable distributions, maybe some changes there in the Secure Act 2.0. And then one little other tip on Roth conversions as well that we have for folks. And then we'll continue with our smart retirement plan series. We've also got some of the book Annuity 360 to share with folks. So much still to come here on the Buckeye Advisor. So stick around, everybody. Once again, thebuckeyeadvisor.com is the website, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling. He is the Buckeye Advisor. I am not. That's what it's kind of what he tells me all the time. I'm the Buckeye Advisor and you're not. No, that he's never said that because he's a nice guy. But thebuckeyeadvisor.com is the website. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. You can also give Woody a call for a free, no obligation consultation, no obligation whatsoever. You're only going to work with him if it's right for you and for him. If you're both feeling it, you're great and you'll get some great things done. But you can call him at 937-974-6201.
Sure, you can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
All right, it is my favorite time of the week. Here, Woody, let's hear it. The dad joke of the week.
Matt, I'm sure our listeners are on the edge of their seat, so we won't make them wait any longer. Why do cows wear bells?
Ooh, why do cows wear bells? I always thought it was so you could hear them coming, but I don't know. Why do they wear bells?
It's because their horns don't work.
You know, that makes sense too. There you go.
It does. It does.
Another successful dad joke of the week, everybody. And that is absolutely free. Much like the consultation, dad joke is also free of charge.
Yeah, and the consultation, we can do it with the dad joke or without. So up to you completely. I'm okay either way. I'm very flexible on that part of the consultation.
Yeah, absolutely. Throw it in for free if you want, right? At 100%. All right. So we've been talking about the Secure Act 2.0, which recently passed in Congress at the end of the last Congress. And is now the law of the land. And we've been talking about some things that could be potentially really good for you as our listeners out there, if you're, you know, trying to plan for your retirement, and some things that may or may not be so good here. We also just mentioned as part of those changes, required minimum distributions, rather, catch-up contributions also to things like a 401k, 403b, et cetera. Now, 529 college savings plans. These are really important for our listeners, Woody. I feel like a lot of them who are, you know, have those younger loved ones who are, you know, they're trying to put some money aside and save up for that higher education. This could really have a big effect on them.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that I'll say about 529 plans, I've seen them funded by parents. I've seen them funded by grandparents. So, you know, you've got different folks who can contribute to these plans for their loved ones. And, you know, the neat change about this is after 15 years, the assets in a 529 plan can be rolled over into a Roth IRA for the beneficiary. So that's very cool. It's a neat thing. It encourages savings. It encourages things like Roth IRAs, which are, again, tax-free growth, tax-free distributions, subject to a lifetime limit of 35 grand. So there's the only drawback. You know, you can't grow it to 100, 150, 200 grand for the beneficiary. It is capped out at 35,000, but hey, It's better than nothing. So that's a positive change regarding the 529 plans.
Definitely so. And then also one more change we wanted to mention here just quickly is, some qualified charitable distribution changes, or at least an expansion of the kinds of charities that can receive a qualified charitable distribution this year.
Yeah, I mean, starting this year, people that are age 70 and a half and older, the QCD, Qualified Charitable Distributions, limit a one-time gift up to 50 grand. That's going to be adjusted annually for inflation. And look, there's a lot of people, it's an expansion of the types of charities that can receive that QCD. So look, if you got questions, give me a shout, let me know. We'll track down the answer for you. I have a team of tax professionals that are behind the scenes that I consult with on cases, real estate attorneys. So look, we're, trust attorneys. We're looking to be able to, we have a team behind us that we can put together answers to your questions or scenarios. So there's a lot of people that have a passion for charities and churches and all kinds of things. And if there's another positive way that they can do that, and it benefits themselves a little bit, there's nothing wrong with that, because it's a definitely, to get a gift like $50,000 is a definite benefit for a charity or a church or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of changes there to be mindful of, and even more because, it was a bill that went through Congress after all. So it's a lot more complicated than we can cover here in an hour show, especially when we got more to talk about. So there you go.
Here's the cost cutter of the week.
Mentioning Roth conversions, we talked about them just a few minutes ago and some of the changes that are being implemented regarding Roths. So Woody, give our listeners this little tip here. It could be something that comes in handy.
Well, it's basically, if you can get that Roth converted by age 63, that can be helpful when you're looking at a Medicare look back of 2 years. So the tax returns you file starting at 63 can affect your Medicare premiums. And we're talking about Medicare Part B premium. That's the one that you pay for. Part A is free. Part B is the one that, for a lot of people, it's $164.90 this year. A lot of people I'm working with currently that are new to working with me are still working or getting ready to retire in the next, let's say, 12 to 24 months to 36 months. Or maybe they just recently retired and they're getting ready to go on to Medicare. So a little bit of planning can go a long way, but there are also those darn regulations that are in place and their income guidelines. So they will look back and they will look at your tax return. So this year, they're going to be looking at your 2020 tax returns. And if you had a huge financial year in 2020, but you're just retiring, it's a little trickier because they're looking back on your income, and your Part B premiums can be inflated quite a bit. And I've got a few clients that are dealing with that. But the good news is they're still working and making money. They're willing to pay that elevated Part B premium for a little while until they decide to step away permanently.
Yeah. And that's the thing that is sort of the takeaway there is, if you, because of that 2 year look back, stay away from anything within that 2 year period that could inflate your income and cause you to pay a higher premium there. It's all part of having a plan, a solid plan going into retirement. Another part of that plan that I know you frequently use, that you, talk to people about all the time, are annuities. We're going to actually listen to a little bit of a book about annuities here in just a moment, just a couple of minutes long. But talk about annuities and why they're such a big part of the, retirement picture for a lot of people these days.
Yeah, I mean, I met with some folks this week and I said, look, the word annuity strikes different emotions and connotations with people. What I can tell our listeners right now is that fixed indexed annuities are not your dad's annuity or your grandfather's annuity. Back in the day, if someone had a couple hundred grand, they gave it to the insurance company, which those are the only folks that can issue an annuity, by the way. And they are much more well capitalized than a typical bank because of the requirements of reserves for insurance companies. So they issue the annuity. Back in the day, someone would hand over the money and say, how much can you give me over this amount of time as far as income? And then it's done. So, or if they, so let's say they did an annuity for 10 years and they said, we're going to give you this much for 10 years. And depending on how they structured it, if they died early, the annuity could be over. Or if they had a 10-year or payback schedule and they passed, let's say in the seventh year, that money could continue to be paid to a beneficiary. So annuities, what they do today, a fixed indexed annuity gives clients the opportunity for growth when the stock market index, when the related index that the annuity is following does well, then the client is going to get a larger gain than typically paid in savings accounts at the bank. When the stock market does poorly in a year and it's negative, you will be protected with your principal for that interest crediting period. So in those cases, Matt, our saying is zero can be your hero. In 2022, zero was the hero for a portion of my clients' money, for most of the clients I work with, because most people want to protect a portion of their assets. A fixed indexed annuity is a very good vehicle to do that. People get a little spooked by these quote unquote surrender charge periods. In the old days, the annuities were 12 and 14 year surrender charge schedules. Well, guess what? If you want more than 10% out each year during that surrender charge schedule, you'll pay a charge for the extra on top of the free 10%. So the one that I use quite often, it only has a 5-year surrender charge schedule. That's just like a bank CD, except it's on steroids because you have a much higher return opportunity. And if we're only using that for a percentage of your assets, it makes sense to work in tandem with a solid tactical money management strategy on the other side. So annuities, very important. They can also create a lifetime income stream that you can't not outlive. Love that. Create your own personal pension. Guarantee yourself money each month to supplement your Social Security or any existing pensions you might have along with it. And it's a great opportunity for people. And I've been doing it for many years, and it makes very, very much sense.
Yeah, and so much sense for a lot of people out there. And we know a guy, by the way, who happens to know a lot about annuities. He literally wrote the book on it, actually. And his name is Ford Stokes. Let's hear from him. A couple of minutes here. This chapter from his book called Annuity 360 is the annuity that's just right. The fixed indexed annuity. And that's exactly what you were just talking about, Woody. We're going to dive a little bit more in depth with some more information from Ford here, and we'll continue on the other side.
Chapter 13, the annuity that is just right, the fixed indexed annuity. Big idea. A fixed indexed annuity gives you a portion of market-like gains without market risk. Your investment is tied to an index, but not directly invested in it. How does it work? An FIA gives the owners or annuitants the chance to earn higher yields than fixed annuities when the index they are tied to performs well. They typically will also provide some protection against market declines. The rate on an FIA is calculated based on the year-over-year gain in the index or the average monthly gain over a 12-month period. FIAs often have limits on the potential gain at a certain percentage. This is known as the participation rate. The participation rate can be 100%, which means the account would be credited with all the gains, or it could be as low as 25%. Most FIAs have a participation rate between 80 and 90%. Benefits. Guaranteed income stream. With Americans living longer and spending more time in retirement, many retirees are concerned about outliving their savings. In turn, they are searching for a product that can help ensure a steady income stream. FIAs are designed with guaranteed lifetime income, so you can never outlive your earnings. Diversification of portfolio. A balanced portfolio is essential for managing risk and reward in the financial markets. Designed for the long term, FIAs are a great retirement vehicle to ensure you are not putting all your eggs in one basket. FIAs offer the ability to make some money without the risk of losing it. Secure principal. Even with market volatility, investors will not lose value on their fixed indexed annuities. Your savings aren't exposed to market fluctuations. So even in a negative market return, you will not fall below zero. You can never lose your interest once it is credited to your principal. Tax-deferred growth. FIAs offer long-term tax-deferred savings. As long as your money stays in the annuity, you will not be taxed on the interest earnings. Once you receive a payout, the annuity will be taxed just like ordinary income. Predictable earnings. Because FIAs offer predictable income, Americans feel more comfortable when withdrawing funds from these retirement vehicles, as opposed to an IRA or 401k. Choosing an FIA is an efficient way to plan for your future, as your interest earnings rate always remains somewhere between the interest rate floor and the cap. No matter what happens to the market, you can still count on payments throughout your golden years. Potential drawbacks of fixed indexed annuities. Surrender charges. A surrender charge is a type of sales charge you must pay if you sell or withdraw money from a fixed indexed and even a variable annuity during the surrender period, a set period of time that typically lasts 6 to 8 years after you purchase the annuity. Surrender charges will reduce the value and the return of your investment. Withdrawal limits. Almost all fixed index annuities place surrender-free withdrawal limits within the annuity contract that generally range from 5 to 10% of the principal. While all annuities must be RMD-friendly and provide for a penalty-free withdrawal from a qualified annuity account equal to the RMD requirement for the client's age, carriers limit the amount of withdrawal to enable them to grow the money invested for themselves and the client. Not suitable for short-term investing. If you want to grow your money, but you also need access to 100% of your money, then a fixed indexed annuity may not be right for you.
So there you have it, the annuity that is just right, the fixed indexed annuity. We call it the Goldilocks annuity there. We refer to it a lot as not too hot, not too cold. It is just right, just like the porridge at the Three Bears house. And if you would like to find out more information about it, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call Woody 937-974-6201. I know, Woody, you would also be glad to send our listeners a free copy of that book, Annuity 360. A lot of great info in there, and it's an easy read, too. We're not asking you to read War and Peace here. It's an easy read, but chock full of a lot of great info.
Definitely. I mean, and that's what you want. I mean, you want people to be able to read things. It's very easy to understand. It's not overly technical. It's similar to the way that I present a fixed indexed annuity in person to someone. And it's got the pros and cons of that type of annuity that we use, and also a couple of other ones. Variable annuities, not one that we recommend due to the drag from the exceedingly high charges on most variable annuities out there. The fixed plain vanilla fixed annuity just doesn't provide enough return to get most of us excited these days. So look, we believe that we can get that book out to you. I've had a lot of people request it since we started this. This is episode number 32, by the way, Matt. It's crazy how many we've put together already, but so happy to do that. And people like the opportunity. Read it at your convenience, and then I'll be here to answer questions. No pressure, no big deal. We want people to feel comfortable when we get together. And if that first meeting goes well, then I'm going to put together some strategies that may incorporate a fixed indexed annuity for part of it. And then we decide how much, and then we just keep moving forward. And then we're going to execute a plan that's going to be in place for years to come, but also having the flexibility to make some adjustments when we need to.
Yeah. And if you are interested in the book, folks, once again, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's advisor with an O-R. Or call Woody at 937-974-6201. All right, Woody, so for the last chunk of the show here, we're going to talk about this continuation, really, of our Smart Retirement Plan series that we've been going through these last few weeks here on the show. This one, of course, no different as we continue the series with Smart Health and Smart Care. Let's start diving in here. Smart Health, people have got to think about their health in retirement. I think it is so important, and something that might very well get overlooked in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it does. And you know, one thing that I tell people, and it's something I've said for many years, I don't care how much money you have, if you don't have good health, nothing else is really important. And sometimes having and a certain amount of resources available to you. Medicare plans are pretty much the best health insurance plans that are available in comparison to employer plans. Now, 30 years ago, that wasn't the case. 30 years ago, Medicare plans were decent, and there were so many big companies that had these really, really solid and strong health insurance plans, and they even carried them over into retirement. Places like General Motors, General Electric, the public employee systems in Ohio, and many other corporate. So look, you need good health. Try to keep yourself busy, you know, exercise, try to eat healthy or as healthy as you can, you know, all those things, you know, do things that are going to prevent, you know, I'm a big believer in vitamins and some natural supplements. So, you know, but activity and staying busy is good for the brain. It's good for the body, all those things, because, you know, you're not just there for you, because you're also there for your loved ones. And there's a lot of people, usually, we hope, there's a lot of people that care about you and your health and what's going on, because, you know, when you're not doing well, it's a negative impact on others around you and can lead to long-term chronic issues. I mean, a poor lifestyle can lead to diabetes, which can lead to insulin daily, which can lead to all these other things. You know, some habits can lead to, with tobacco, can lead to long-term lung cancers, et cetera. So look, I'm not going to condemn people sometimes for their personal habits. I'm just saying, in moderation, most things are okay, but too much of anything can be a bad thing, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, another thing just to mention really quickly there, it goes right hand in hand, is, you know, reduce stress as much as you can. We're all stressed out, it feels like, these days. You know, stress can have such an impact, not only on your mental health and your emotional health, but also your physical health. Can really, really take a toll and just wear you down. So that's another, I think, important point to mention there. And great, this leads point us up to just the last topic for the show this week, Woody, in our final few minutes here. Smart care. People really have to keep in mind long-term care, because we've been talking a lot about Medicare. That's something that Medicare does not cover. And so you've got to have a plan in mind for that, especially since we're living longer these days.
Yeah, it's, you know, people live under the false illusion that they're at some point, they're under the impression that if they go into a nursing home, that Medicare's got them covered. I don't know where that came from, but it's been perpetuated over the years. And I still talk to people occasionally that say, well, if I go in a nursing home, Medicare covers it, right? It doesn't. So the scary thing is, you can spend a lifetime building assets. And I know several personal situations through either loved ones, family members, or people from our church, or people that know someone that I actually know. So, you know, I've seen living examples of people spending 7, 8, 9 years in a nursing home. And guess what? The nursing home at $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 per month, if people were able to accumulate $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, or maybe $1 million at retirement, guess what? That money can dwindle very quickly, because when you go into a nursing home, unless you have a long-term care policy, which those have gotten unaffordable for a lot of people, and the underwriting on those, because of previous losses and previous payout schedules from the insurance companies that provided those over the last 25, 30 years, a lot of those insurance companies went out of the business of long-term care. So there are some creative ways to do that, which is good news. You can do it with life insurance. There are certain life insurance policies that I can get access to, that upon a diagnosis of not being able to do 2 out of the 6 activities of daily living, people can have access up to 90% of the face value of their policy. And guess what? That could cover a year or 2 or 3 of in-home nursing care. It can make the difference between a family member being able to spend part-time helping out, but knowing that they have professional people that can cover the rest of the hours in the day. So a loved one may not have to quit their job to take care of their loved one because they didn't plan properly for nursing home care and for long-term care. So there are creative solutions we can get that we have access to. And I'd be happy to share more of those with folks anytime that they would like to discuss those as part of their concerns about retirement.
Yeah. And the bottom line is reach out, folks. If you have those questions, if you have those concerns, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com. Or you can call Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, the show has flown by once again. It always seems to do that, I think, faster and faster each week. But I appreciate you and everything that you bring to the table each week, sir. And I will see you next time around.
Matt, I appreciate you. I appreciate our listeners and everybody for taking time to listen to us whenever you're doing it. Call me, email me, let us know you're interested. We're happy to help in any way, shape, or form we can. I want everybody to have a blessed day and a blessed week. And we will be back again next week. And Matt, thank you for all that you do here on the Buckeye Advisor.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.